Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Rod Snyder, Field to Market President. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Field to Market came into existence in 2007 as it was a multi-stakeholder organization with members of the food and ag supply chain coming together to try to figure out how we were going to measure and define and talk about sustainability within U.S. agriculture, specifically in commodity crops in the United States. Kind of looking ahead, not fully knowing what the supply chain was going to need down the road, they began to kind of develop the science and the underlying metrics around various environmental indicators to talk about sustainability. And since that time, just in the last 6 or 12 months has really begun to grow into a true supply chain sourcing program.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Soil loss, land use, greenhouse gas emissions, water use, water quality. We're working on a biodiversity index. These various environmental indicators, the results are gleaned from various data points that a producer will put into our field print calculator. The membership, working with some pretty smart folks over the last few years, developed a series of metrics that helped kind of determine if a farmer is using a certain practice, what does that mean for the environmental outcome of those practices? And so a bunch of numbers are integrated into the calculator, and then you get a score back around each of those environmental indicators, each of those metrics. And then that makes up what we call a grower's field print, a name that Field to Market uses for the sustainability score that farmers are receiving back on their operation.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The concept of sustainability in agriculture has really grown in the last few years as consumers and downstream companies really begin to focus on how their agricultural goods are sourced. A lot of these downstream companies, whether it be Walmart or Coca-Cola, all have set very public goals around certain sustainability goals that they want to achieve within their supply chains. It might be water reductions, it might be greenhouse gas reductions, but the bottom line is they're looking back across their supply chain to figure out how to meet those goals and to work, all the way up to farmers on these particular challenges. Knowing that as sort of a backdrop, things started to get a little complicated because lots of companies were developing their own questionnaires and surveys around these types of sustainability questions. Some of them were quite burdensome, particularly for a grower who doesn't have, a large staff to work on responding to these types of surveys all the time. The nice thing is that since the Field to Market program had already been sort of formed and agreed upon among such a broad, diverse number of stakeholders, it became clear pretty quickly that this program could be used to also help satisfy these types of downstream requests with regards to sustainable sourcing. And there's starting to be a convergence around the Field to Market platform to help really respond to these sustainability requests and to provide the type of data and information that they need in order to really characterize their supply chains. Most other industries have already kind of gone through this type of a transition with regards to supply chain sourcing, and agriculture is kind of going through that right now.